The Director General of the Criminal Investigations Department, CID, of the Ghana Police Service, COP Prosper Ablo, says Ghana has made significant strides in the fight against sandbox fraud. He said $77,379 in revenue was saved between December 2014 and April this year. This was made possible by efforts of the task force to clamp down on the activities of sandbox fraudsters. Speaking at a media briefing in Accra, COP Ablo said the task force within the 17-month operational period arrested 30 people for related sandbox offences. We bring you more.
The Director General of the Criminal Investigations Department, CID, of the Ghana Police Service, COP Prosper Ablo, said the CID will pursue cyber robbers and apprehend them in accordance with the laws of the country. To this end, the task force in charge of fighting sandbox fraudsters has intensified the crackdown on the crime since the beginning of the year. This was after successful interceptions in 2014 and 2015, which resulted in the saving of millions of dollars in revenue to the country. COP Ablo said the collaborative efforts of the task force and Suba Info Solutions Ghana has seen the prosecution and subsequent sentence of sandbox fraudsters over the past 5 years. He said intelligence gathered revealed that the sandbox fraudsters use sophisticated equipment to evade detection. The task force will thus not relent on its efforts to use advanced technology and legitimate methods to thwart their economic sabotage activities. COP Ablo highlighted details gathered by the task force so far.
The team picked the signal at Domipela 2 in Accra. Our investigations at this location indicated that the fraudsters sensing the frequency of detections by the task force left only a minor to monitor the equipment impounded at the site. Two SIM gateways, two Huawei routers, one Apple laptop, Visca batteries, to mention but a few, were seized. This is because the fraudsters, following our intensification of surveillance, have adopted a decoy by separating the SIM service and the same buses at different locations just to prevent detection.